And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks, presented by New Era. DJ Bucky back on Move the Sticks. Buck, and look, we've got our prototype series that's out there for the folks to listen to, NFL.com/MTS prototype. Mm-hmm. But camps are kicked up, man. We had to get in here and chat this thing up a little bit.
Man, we had to. It's been an exciting weekend. Everyone is in camp. Everyone is fully going. I got a chance to see you on TV a little bit. I ventured out, made my way to Dallas Cowboys camp Oxnard. Got a chance to see those guys work. And all it does, man, it just kind of feeds the fire. Like, football is in full effect. I am excited to talk about some of the guys that we were talking about. I think what's interesting on the show, let's just talk about the rookies. We're going to stay in our wheelhouse. Yep. We watched all these guys during the draft process. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about 32 impact rookies, one from each team. I can't wait to get started.
Now, we're going to crank this thing up. We're going to do a 32 series. So we're going to have a topic, one player for all 32 teams. We've got about four different episodes we're going to roll out there. This one going to focus on those rookies. Before we get there, though, real quick, Dallas Cowboys. I was at Chargers, you at Cowboys. Give the folks a little bit of what you got there.
Dallas Cowboys are loaded, and they're good. And I'm not going to make a proclamation. I'm not going to say print the shirts, because every time I say that, it goes awry. Yeah. But when I'm watching them practice, DJ, I don't see a glaring weakness or hole in this roster. This is a team that was out. I mean, they're loaded. Like, the one thing that you could talk about is maybe the running back position if they don't have Zeke. Yeah. But, man, Mike
Weber. How'd Tony Pollard look? Tony Pollard
and Mike Weber, they stood out. They, both of those guys, super athletic. When you watch them go through drills, you can see the juice. Mike Weber in particular. I know Tony Pollard gets a lot of love.
Yeah.
Mike Weber in particular was very, very impressive getting in and out of bags, making cuts, and doing those things. Their running back coach, Gary Brown, does
GB.
A great job. But I couldn't take my eyes off that defense. When I look at that defense,
it's Got to be one of the faster defenses in the league right now.
We're coming off the prototype series. And we didn't talk about linebackers, but I could not keep my eyes off of Jalen Smith and Vander Esch.
Yeah.
Like, LVE and Jalen Smith, the two guys, when you watch them play together, man, they're like playing on a string. And I'm sure you were in Baltimore when Ray Lewis playing the prime. And I'm not trying to put them in the hall, but the way they play, there's no reason why those guys shouldn't be Pro Bowl caliber players for this defense.
Does it remind you of Carolina a little bit with Kuechly and Thomas Davis?
Look, I mean, they're fast. Man, they're so fast. Like, just the overall
speed, those two guys could fly,
and athleticism there.
DeMarcus, they're bigger, right?
They're big. They're athletic. And when you think about the way they want to play on defense, be it in man-to-man, a little zone, they really make it difficult. And I'm going to say this, DeMarcus Lawrence, that pass rush is going to be good. They've been very, very impressed with Robert Quinn. So they feel like they have a 1-2 punch there. But their defensive coordinator, Chris Richard, someone who I know really, really well. We draft them in Seattle. To watch him teach, I don't know if you've ever stood on the field and just watched someone kind of go through and conduct their business. There's a reason why he is well revered and highly thought of. Watching him work with the DBs on just the little things, I now have a greater understanding and appreciation for what he did to get that defense playing at the level that they played at last year.
No, look, you got to tip your cap to him with what they've done, him and Rod Marinelli. They fly to the ball. When have a fast team and they get to the ball, I mean, it's fun to watch the way they play.
Super fun to watch.
All right, Chargers real quick, couple takeaways there. Going out there and watching that team again. Very talented, especially up front. Bosa's in great shape. He's healthy and getting – people forget last year, this team won 12 games and Bosa missed like 10.
No.
So you get him back healthy, that's going to have an impact on Melvin Ingram.
Yes.
Jerry Tillery is huge. Now, he's still coming back from the shoulder, so that he had that labrum or whatever surgery he had after –
Big man. Underrated prospect. I don't know if we talked about him enough.
Man. He played hurt all year long.
I don't know if we talked about him enough, the path to the draft, running up to the draft, but – dominant player inside, he could be a difference maker for him.
So that gives him, you know, some versatility inside. Justin Jones, second year player, looks good. Chinonu Wosu, they get Kaiser White back at linebacker. Thomas Davis, who I was just talking about there, talking about how he's still flying around the field. You could see it there. Derwin James talking about the leadership that Thomas Davis has brought to that group. Defensively, no concerns. Secondary is really good. Offensively, look, Russell Kuhn has some health stuff, so that's really scary. Now, hopefully, he's going to be okay. But that offensive line's got to get some pieces figured out. Is Forrest Lamp going to end up winning one of those guard spots? Mm-hmm. I think he's one of their best five guys, so that'll be a storyline to keep an eye on. But if you're listening to this and you've got a fantasy football draft coming up, draft Hunter Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me.
You've been big on him.
Just trust me. He looks good. He's in the mid. Talk to him afterwards, and we'd talk to him on the podcast in our prototype series for the tight ends. He's in like the mid-240s. He is lean. He is running really well.
Oh, he's probably flying.
He's flying. He's got just a knee sleeve on, no brace, and was moving so well. And then Mike Williams, you know, a lot of talk about Tyrell Williams tearing it up for the Raiders right now. Are they going to miss him? You know, I don't know, man. Mike Williams, confidence level, Buck. You know when you go see a guy, and like last year, it's just little things. In the scouting community, you'd pick up on it because you go out to practice, and maybe his eyes are down a little bit. He is chest out, eyes up. He is one confident dude. And him and Philip connected on a couple back shoulders. He's going to have a huge year.
So it's funny. I had a chance to hear Philip Rivers talk about Mike Williams and the connection. He said, you know, it's unique when you have a wide receiver that sees the game through the quarterback's eyes and how they kind of have this telepathic communication on a perimeter where he doesn't have to say anything, but Mike Williams just kind of gets to that spot. So when you talk about those back shoulder fades and the things that they've been able to do in camp, it's tough because they got those basketball players on the perimeter. I don't know how many teams can match up with those guys.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. And, of course, Keenan Allen, he looks great. All right, Buck, we've got 32 teams to get through here. We're going to do this almost rapid fire here, just going through the rookie that's going to have a big-time impact. And look, it'd be easy to just take the first-round pick for all these guys. Some of these teams are not going to do that. It's going to go outside the obvious and find somebody else we think is going to have a big-time impact. Why don't you do the AFC? I'll take the NFC.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, start us off here with the Ravens.
Okay, so with the Ravens, man, it's tough because you talked about maybe moving outside of it. So the original rookie that I had was Hollywood. Yeah. Hollywood Brown's going to be the guy that, takes the top off the defense or whatever. But the guy that I'm going to tell you to keep your eye on, Miles Boykin. Because when you think about this big physical offense and how they want to run the football, well, you need big guys on the perimeter that can kind of get in there and dig out those safeties. But more importantly, with Miles Boykin, you get a big target. We talk about Lamar Jackson's accuracy.
He can spray it a little bit.
Yeah, so the best way to expand the strike zone, get a big boy. Miles Boykin is someone that you need to watch.
I like that. All right, let's go. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers, Devin Bush. Devin Bush is exactly what they needed. They haven't been right.
They can't cover anybody at the linebacker position.
Look, Ryan Shazier, that loss really hurt them. Devin Bush comes over, and he's the right kind of guy. He is a Pittsburgh Steeler, big, fast, physical. He's going to be great. The Cleveland Browns, Greedy Williams. I'm going to go with Greedy because I'm excited to see him pair up with Denzel Ward. I think those young guys, Steve Wilks does a great job of developing young receivers. Years ago, he had an impact on Josh Norman. I think Greedy Williams has some similar traits.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's never going to be more eyes on a corner on how he tackles in the preseason than it's going to be on Greedy.
Yeah, I think Greedy, he's going to have to throw his
That's what I'm telling you. If I'm coaching him, I'd be like, hey, first time.
Sacrifice somebody.
Go get 15. I don't care if you get 15-yard penalty.
Somebody.
You got to go hit somebody because you got to get rid of this reputation that you've had.
He absolutely has to go do that.
All right, who we got next?
Cincinnati Bengals. How about Jermaine Pratt? I like Jermaine Pratt in this process when he was coming out. I thought he was going to be a really,
really
good
Jermaine
player.
By the way, Jermaine is such a great name. If I have a fifth kid, it's going to be Jermaine.
Oh, well, I'm not having any kids over here, so we leave the Move 6 podcast. Move 6 podcast would be all DJ contributing more kids to the deal. All right, so let's move on to the AFC East. The New England Patriots, N'Keal Harry is the guy that I want to talk about because the versatility that N'Keal Harry, this is a big guy that can return punts, and that punt return ability is going to make him an impact player in his catch and run offense.
But can you get on the field as a rookie in this? They need him to, but historically, rookies getting on the field at that position is tough.
It's going to be tough, but I think he's going to be able to get it. Worst case, I think they can create a little package for him to get on the field.
They need to get him in the red zone, too. Losing Gronk, I think he gets some red zone targets. All right,
he's next. The Miami Dolphins, Christian Wilkins. Look, they don't have many.
You're going chalk with these first-round picks.
Okay, it's fine. That's not a rule. There wasn't a rule that said you couldn't talk about first-round picks. That's why they're first-round picks. I'm going to go with Christian Wilkins. Christian Wilkins inside. Look, I like the leadership ability that he's already brought. I think he's kind of bought into the program. They need someone to lead because, remember, this is a team without Cameron Wake. They need some leadership along that front line. Maybe he can provide that.
You know, it's interesting because when I look at him and, okay, you've got somebody that's versatile, that's smart, extremely high character, long, successful track record in college. Really, if you look at trying to rebuild a Dolphins team, Minka Fitzpatrick and Christian Wilkins are the same guy.
Yep.
They're just playing, you know, different levels of the defense, but very similar. We talk about the character, the toughness, versatility. That's kind of how they're going to reshape this roster.
No, they have to reshape it that way. They want smart, tough, physical guys. Christian Wilkins can do it. And I like what you brought up with Minka Fitzpatrick and him being the new leaders of the defense. That's the way. Look, we've seen the Jets with Jamal and all those guys, the Williams crew. They can get it done.
All
Buffalo
right,
Bills. Okay, I'm going to avoid a first round. I'm not going to talk about Ed Oliver, even though I believe Ed Oliver is the linchpin to what they want to do.
Okay.
How about Devin Singletary?
Oh, okay.
And the reason why is because – the old running backs that they have in the backfield, Shady McCoy, Frank Gore. Can we still count on those guys to be contributors? So if we can't count on them, maybe they can get the young guy, Devin Singletary, in the mix, his quickness, his explosiveness, to complement Josh Allen. Maybe, just maybe, that's the way they go.
Every year I have a player that I give a good grade to, and I have him right in the middle of my top 50, and then they have a poor spring, and I reluctantly drop them out of the top 50, and then fast forward 6 months later, and I'm an idiot. Why didn't I just keep this kid in there? Devin Singletary could be that guy for me this year.
No, he could be. He has some special skills with the ball in his hands.
All right, who we got for the J-E-T-S?
I'm going to look as easy. I'm going to go Chuck again. Jets. I'm going to go with Quinnen Williams. And okay. The reason I'm going to go with Quinnen Williams is we get an opportunity to put him beside Leonard Williams. Greg Williams, man, all kinds
of
Williams.
Williams.
Greg Williams will get the most out of this crew. He'll get them going. They'll be frothy. They're going to be in attack mode. And talking to Jamal Adams over the summer, he said, look, man, Q Williams was explosive. He was really impressive when he got a chance to see him. I think they got an impressive front line with Williams and Williams playing alongside each other.
Bonus, Chuma Adoga. We'll see if he can win one of those tackle spots. Athletic tackle.
He needs to because they need to make sure that they're protecting the franchise,
all right,
the quarterback.
Let's get to the South.
All right, so here we go. Look, Howard from Alabama State. He is a guy that comes in. Look, there's some controversy on whether he should have been a first-round pick. They had no choice. They had to get someone that could protect Deshaun Watson. He will get an opportunity to be in the mix. We will see if he can make that transition quickly from small school standout to big-time star. The stage is his.
All right, Colts.
Rock Ya-Sin, Indianapolis
over
Colts.
Paris Campbell. I see you, Buck.
Look, man, I've talked about Paris Campbell before, and I like
you.
Paris Campbell and what he's going to bring as a dynamic player. But got to move away from the wide receiver position. Rock Ya-Sin is tough. He's rugged. This defense is really going to be the catalyst to their success. Rock Ya-Sin has to be a contributor.
All right, who we got?
A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown for the Tennessee Titans. You talk about Corey Davis needing to have a big year. I think A.J. Brown has to emerge as a guy that can be a complimentary playmaker. They need to be able to push the ball down the field. I think this guy is a nice intermediate playmaker. I think he has some big playability. He should be able to do that opposite Corey Davis.
Yep, I like that one. Let's go to the Jags.
Jacksonville Jaguars, Josh Allen. Josh Allen is kind of a luxury item for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Because I feel like they got Ngakoue out there. And
they got
Ngakoue,
got Calais Campbell. But now you get another guy that can come off the edge. And this is a defense that needs to get back to dominating. His sack production should help them get back on track.
I also think his ability to cover tight ends, especially you're talking about playing a team like the Colts inside the division with Eric Ebron, gives you a little versatility and a little more value there other than just being a pure rusher. All right, let's get to the West here. The Chiefs won that division.
The Chiefs may continue to reign over the division. Now they have some good news to get Tyreek Hill back.
I'm not going Colin Sanders.
I'm going with Juan Thornhill.
Gosh.
I'm going with Juan Thornhill because they need a ball hawk. They need someone that can create.
They got
turnovers.
Tyrann Mathieu. That's their ball hawk.
Yeah, they got that. But Juan Thornhill is a young guy that can give them some production. I like him, and I think he has enough versatility. He could kick all the way outside if they need to.
All right, here we go. Chargers.
Look, we talked about Jerry Tillery. For the L.A. Chargers, being able to come up and at the point of attack, being able to dominate inside. They have everything that you want on defense. He's just a big body that can dominate inside.
Now, you look body type-wise, he looks like Chris Jones. The Chargers are hoping that that's what he turns into.
He could be. He's
Denver
a strong
Broncos.
Man. Noah Fant. This is a team that has been desperate to find a tight end. John Elway was really on a mission to find a tight end. Well, he gets Noah Fant. Noah Fant is a difference maker inside, if you ask my opinion. Big-time playmaker, guy that should be dominant in the red zone and in this stretch bootleg attack where they're trying to kind of recreate what some of the things were done in San Francisco, I think he could be a big player, much like George Kittle was.
Interesting. He can kind of do his damage in three catches because he can catch a touchdown inside the red zone. He might go 60 somewhere else because of his speed. So he doesn't need to touch the ball a bunch to have a big impact.
No, he can have a big impact. And the guy that's going to have a big impact for the Oakland Raiders, how about Josh Jacobs? Josh Jacobs is exactly what John Gruden wanted. He wanted to bail out of position. This is the guy.
All right. You took care of the AFC. It's my shot as we get to the NFC. Let's start NFC North, and let's start with the Bears. David Montgomery.
Love him.
How was he there when they picked? I have no idea how he slid to them. That was a gift. He's a better player, in my opinion, than Jordan Howard was coming
Not
out of college.
Not even close.
And he's going to be able to take the reins there at the running back position. Can also help you out in the passing game. That was a home run pick for the Bears. Minnesota Vikings. Garrett Bradbury, if you went into a lab and designed a center to play in a Gary Kubiak, you know, Mike Shanahan type system with all the zone and all the stretch, this is who you'd come out with. Garrett Bradbury, he's built to play in this offense.
Built to play in this offense. He's the prototype. He's a terrific guy, able to get to the next level. I was impressed with him off his tape. But then when you saw him in the senior bowl, saw him dominate, I think he's going to dominate in the league.
One of the things that helps you out is when you have position flexibility up front. The Green Bay Packers, They draft Elton Jenkins out of Mississippi State. He can play center. He can play guard. That versatility is going to allow them to keep their best five on the field. You can absorb an injury, and his ability to move around, I think, has a big impact for a Packers offensive line. They need to play well. Let's let Aaron Rodgers get accustomed in this new system. So I'm anxious to see how he does up front.
Yeah, he has to do well because they got to get that running game established. The running game will really complement what they want to do in the passing game.
I don't know if you've seen this, Buck, but it warms my heart because the early returns for the Detroit Lions first-round pick, T.J. Hockenson, is the best pass catcher out of practice, is everything that you hear.
Well, I mean, he should be.
That's not even the best thing that he does.
No, he's a blocker. He's physical. He allows them to get more to that blue-collar premise that they want. And so his ability to really seal the edge in the running game should allow them to play the way that they want to play, which is a little different than the way that we've seen them play in the past with Matthew Stafford.
Immediate impact. And we're seeing, to me, the passing game's gravy, what he's going to do to help carry on Johnson. T.J. Hockenson, that's going to be one to look back. People say, oh, it wasn't the sexiest pick. That is a really, really good pick for this football team. They're trying to create a culture and identity. He fits perfectly with what they're trying to build there with the Lions. All right, let's go to the NFC East. Dallas Cowboys. Talked about you being out there. I asked about Tony Pollard for a reason because I'm anxious to see how he's used. And you look around the league, and we're seeing the fly sweeps. We're seeing those jet sweeps take off. You look at Tony Pollard, be able to get you some single back stuff. You can get him in on some third down screen draw type. He's been a receiver. And then you also look at one of the best kickoff returners in the draft last year. So I don't know how those touches are going to come or how they're going to use them. I'm anxious to see how that all comes together. But I think Tony Pollard has an impact year one.
Oh, I think he does have an opportunity to have an impact, especially when we're talking about the Zeke situation. Whenever Zeke shows up, they still need someone that can kind of take some pressure off him. He is one of those difference makers, those impact guys that's a change of pace playmaker, plus return skills where he can come in and make a contribution.
All right, Philadelphia Eagles, lots been made of DeSean Jackson and his return. I'm going to go with the rookie wide receiver, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, to have an impact. And this is going to be a little bit, you guys roll with me here, because I think he's going to have an impact down in the red zone. Mm-hmm. Not going to catch a ton of balls, but because of his physicality, he's the best jump ball red zone receiver that I've ever evaluated. There's more athletic guys, but the way he's able to position with his basketball background goes back through his family with mom and dad, but to box out and get the football, I think he's going to get some big touchdowns for the Eagles, and I also think his toughness is going to play well on special teams. He'll have an immediate impact.
He should have an immediate impact on the outside. They have a lot of mouths to feed on the perimeter, but I could see him carving out a role, as you stated, as a red zone weapon.
All right, Redskins, Dwayne Haskins. Do I need to say much? We both agree he
should start.
No, we
both agree.
Right?
He should start from day one. Go ahead and start the era so you know what you need to get in the second year to help him kind of take that jump as a sophomore.
And we're saying immediate impact, but it's going to be an improved impact is the way I would phrase it with Dwayne Haskins.
He's more talented than the other guys in the bullpen.
No question. You're going to see him get better. They're going to give him more as the season goes along. The Giants, I feel like this is a forgotten pick. Daniel Jones got all the attention. You know, DeAndre Baker needs to come in and start and play well in the secondary. But Dexter Lawrence, Big Dex, your dad coached him in high school, Buck. I saw a picture of him. I think it was with Andrew Siciliano, Andrew Siciliano.
Monster.
He has shorts on. And the thing that stood out to me, and you as a scout, you appreciate this. He's got these skinny ankles and big calves. Like, he looks like he's 250 pounds, except he's like 340 pounds. It's ridiculous.
It'll be interesting to see how the Giants use him. And now with all the injuries that they have at wide receiver, they have to really lean on this defense. Look for James Betcher to be more aggressive, and I think this could allow Dexter to be more involved in the pass rush.
Yeah, just his body type is crazy how big and athletic he is. He'll have an impact. All right, Saints, Eric McCoy. That's enough said. He's going to have to start at center for this team. When your starting center, who's been a good player for you, decides to ride off into the sunset, they draft you. This job's yours. Hopefully there won't be a big drop-off there at the position.
No, I don't think it would be. He's a solid player. He was really impressive throughout the entire pre-draft process. So I think he's going to jump right in, start, and contribute.
All right, next one, Falcons. And I know they drafted a couple young offensive linemen. We'll see if they can get on the field or not. Chris Lindstrom out of Boston College. They get Caleb McGarry out of Washington. I'm going to go a little off the radar here. John Kaminsky, defensive tackle, small school. We saw him at the Senior Bowl, Buck. I think he's going to have a chance to give him some inside pass rush. He has an immediate impact.
He should have an impact. Dan Q wants to dial it up, wants to really get after it. They want to get back to their brand. They can be fast and physical with urgent athletes. He is an urgent athlete. He plays as an ASAP player.
All right, we get to the Carolina Panthers. Again, I'm not going to try and get too creative here. Brian Burns. They need pass rush. They go to get Florida State's Brian Burns. Put on the weight in the spring. So far, so good. Looks like he's holding up that weight. He's looked great so far early in camp. They need pass rush, and he's going to give it to him off the edge.
Yeah, I think he'll give it to him off the edge. They have to have someone that can kind of give them double-digit sacks.
And again, I'm going to put it right in the fairway with the Tampa Bay Bucks because nobody's going to have a bigger impact than Devin White.
He's got
I had a John Kaminsky. I don't see any John Kaminskys in here we go.
Devin White. Devin White. Devin White is everything they need. Todd Bowles needs a traffic cop. More importantly, he needs a guy that is a really good player inside. He is that. He's a natural leader. Everyone talks about he is the Pied Piper. I think he gets that defense going.
And Devin White, I really believe this. I think he can have the similar type of impact we saw Derwin last year.
Yeah.
Derwin James, because he brought so much energy and excitement, and that helps elevate your group. I think Devin White's going to have a chance to do that with that Tampa defense. All right, Rams. Darrell Henderson, the other running back from Memphis. I mentioned his teammate, Tony Pollard. Darrell Henderson, I would imagine as we go through the season, what do they call that in the NBA again when they're trying to manage your workload?
Load management.
Load management. There you go. Load management with Todd Gurley. I think you'll see a guy like Darrell Henderson be the benefactor of said load management. Great term.
Should be, nice. Should be a complimentary player. Look, this is dangerous playmaker at Memphis. He'd be a nice addition to this mix.
All right, now we get to the Seattle Seahawks. DK Metcalf, one of the more scrutinized draft prospects, thought he got over-dinged a little bit coming through the process. Oh, he's a little bit stiff. Yeah, well, he is stiff, but he's also big and explosive. And when he was healthy on the field, we saw some big plays down the field. And you could not – I talked about Bradbury being a perfect fit in Minnesota. If you're going to say DK Metcalf, we can put him in the perfect location for his skill set, it's in Seattle. He's in the right spot.
He's in the right spot, man. Be a vertical playmaker. Make it happen.
Yep. And then we get to the 49ers. Deebo Samuel. How is Kyle Shanahan and his creativity going to use him? Again, we're going to see him on some jet sweeps, see him some bubble screens. But also, I thought when we got to the Senior Bowl, Buck, we talked about him being kind of a gadget guy. And we're like, hold up. This guy's a legit route runner. They can't cover this guy.
No, they can't
cover him. Rocky Sin had a tough time with Deebo Samuel down
there.
Look,
he's versatile. He's tough. He's dynamic. You talk about the pieces that Kyle Shanahan's assembled on the perimeter. Deebo Samuel is one of those trick gadget guys who also has some skills as maybe a number two receiver in the league.
All right, we get to the Arizona Cardinals. Last but not least, again, Kyler Murray. We had a bunch of his footage on from Cardinals camp a couple days ago. And I mean, a couple things jump out. First of all, the ball just jumps out of his
easy
hand.
Thrower. Oh, man, easy thrower.
Easy gas is what we talk about. Yes. And that is, it is very easy. The other thing is, I don't recall seeing a rookie quarterback. And I'm not saying he's going to be the best rookie quarterback of all time, but I can tell you, in going back to, 16 years now of doing this, I've never seen a rookie quarterback more comfortable than what he looked like in practice.
Well, I think very, very comfortable and
it's
very confident.
Offense he knows
and
already.
Also very self-aware. Yeah. I think he has a really keen sense of who he is and what he needs to be in this offense. And I think this offense, I don't know if they'll light it up, but I do believe he's going to play well in this offense for Kingsbury.
No doubt. All right, that was fun little trip around the league there. 32 players, 32 impact rookies. Again, we're going to keep this up. We're going to come up with a couple more topics where we'll get you one player from each team we're expecting big things from. Anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
No,
Buck?
Next time, let's see if we can do 32 things in 32 minutes and just make the 32 theme all the way around.
Theme.
Let's see if we can just get it all around.
Yeah, I like that idea.
There we go.
Branding. Nicely done. Give me a little something there. All right, for the folks that haven't checked out our prototype series, it is available NFL.com/MTS prototype. It's where we go position by position. One position, one episode. We talk to players, general managers, scouts, our head coaches, all kinds of incredible people we've talked to in this series, and really do a deep dive on what a prototype looks like with the game, the way the game is played today. That's out there for the folks to check out. Anything else?
No, they should check it out. Make sure you find Move the Sticks on your favorite podcast app, or you can go to NFL.com/MTS prototype. Plus, check out all our videos at NFL.com/MTS video and YouTube.com/NFL.
Yeah, we've got all that content up there for you. And Buck, I am so fired up to get out and visit some more of these training camps. And college football season's right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Jumping into that as well. Fun times here. It's been a fun episode. Hope you've enjoyed it, and hope you'll stick around and catch us next time. Thanks for listening to Move the Sticks, presented by New Era.
Thanks for downloading Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. For more, go to NFL.com/podcasts.